In today's episode, our focus is on helping women find their mojo, lose weight, feel healthy, energized, and rejuvenated. Life is not over just because you have reached midlife. In fact, it can be fun, joyful, and fulfilling. And Lynn is going to share why she firmly believes life can begin at 40. Welcome to Connect, Inspire, Create. I am your host, Carol Clegg, and on the show, we explore entrepreneurial journeys, inspiring tools to help you take action in your business, along with mindset motivation and a few marketing resources. So let's dive in together and find inspiration to create success in midlife entrepreneurship. My guest today is Lynn Wadsworth. Welcome, Lynn. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, looking forward to our conversation. You'll notice we both have our accents on from different parts of the globe, but both of us are coming to you from the US. But let me tell you a little bit about Lynn. She is the owner and founder of Holistic Health and Wellness and the curator of Energized Healthy Women's Club. She is also an AADP certified holistic health practitioner, and she earned that certification through the Institution for Integrative Nutrition in New York. So many wonderful things here. Lynn's area of expertise involves working with women who are navigating perimenopause or menopause and are tired of the changes they see and experience on a daily basis. I am sure this is going to resonate with so many of our listeners. She helps them achieve a higher level of health, allowing them to experience more energy, less belly bloat, fewer mood swings, headaches, sugar cravings, and weight loss. Because she believes that living in health and wellness takes in many areas of our lives, not just diet and healthy eating. So Lynn, I cannot wait to dive into these topics because as a midlife woman myself, all of these things, you know, pop up and you go, oh my goodness, yes, you know, and the sugar cravings. Yeah, sugar's so detrimental. But I know we're going to dig into that in a little bit. But let's start off with your personal experience. You know, you share that you had migraines, and that's where, let's dig into that to start.
Yes, I started with mine when I had my first child, which is pretty normal for hormonal changes to start them, but of course they are hereditary. And lived in England with them, came over to the US, different parts of the US, didn't have a problem really until I moved to Florida and I started a job that was very stressful. So I began to have them literally on a daily basis where they would be debilitating and I would try to work through them. I'm that type of person. If I was doing a job, I wanted to get it done. There would be times I'd go home and I'd have to stop and throw up at the side of the road. I mean, they were, when you talk about your pain scale, mine would generally be anywhere between a 7 and a 10, with often having to go to the clinics to get shots and then be in bed for a couple of days. I mean, they were bad. And I also realized at that time that probably my own health and wellness had something to do with how my migraines were never getting better despite what the doctors were prescribing. So I started my own journey to improve my health and to see what I could do for migraines. So simultaneously, I went to our local headache clinic while I was taking my certification to become a health coach. And both of them meshed because they were both about a holistic lifestyle, which really surprised me for the headache clinic. So I was thrilled to be able to learn techniques. So, of course, I was addicted to hydrocodone is what they had prescribed me all the time. And so the headache clinic helped me get off that so I could begin this journey of a healthy lifestyle. So again, just with the way I teach health and wellness and healthy living way beyond our 40s and 50s, it was all about the holistic approach, so to the whole self. And it took in not only the way that we eat, but learning about our body, learning what your triggers were, whether for migraines or for, you know, sugar addiction, they all kind of meshed. And I actually ended up writing a book about migraines and how to conquer migraines. So I realized when you got a migraine, you don't want to have to read a book all about it. These are preventative measures to take prior to, so that you can learn how to have less. So living in Florida, I can't say I have no migraines because our barometric pressure changes.
Right.
Then, you know,
that affects you as well. Yeah.
But where there were 8 to 10, now they're only like 4 or 5. So they're definitely.
What a relief. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I personally haven't suffered in that sense, but I had a dear friend who did. And it was just, it's so difficult to understand and to watch the pain that somebody goes through, and to just not be able to function and not be able to even see sometimes, that you sort of lose your vision because it just gets so intense.
Yes.
So how do you feel? I know you said you profess to be a sugar addict. Did that play into this? What is that journey? Because I have seen such remarkable changes when people realize the damage that sugar causes in our lives.
Yes. And that was a real eye-opener for me. I'm a good British girl. I like my English chocolate. It has to be Cadbury's. And buying it here in the US is nothing like it is in England. So I would go home. This is how much of a sugar addict I was. I'd go home and I would have a quarter of my suitcase filled with Cadbury's Dairy Milk, plus a lot of my other stuff I loved. I'd bring it home. I'd put it in the freezer. And if any of my kids or my husband would dare to touch it, I would go off on a rampage. I mean, I was out of control with it. And I would then go into the bedroom and hide so I can eat more than I knew was necessary.
I can just journey with you on this completely. We do the same thing when we go to South Africa. It's just, isn't that funny how we love our chocolates? And I guess it's what we grew up with. But that hoarding, that not sharing.
Yes.
So what happened next?
So when I started this health and wellness journey, I realized that number one, sugar was a trigger for me. And I'm not saying I did that overnight. Now, another trigger I had was cheese, which, of course, being a good English girl, I love my cheese. So I've had to learn to do without cheese. So I would ask myself questions like, and it doesn't matter if it's migraines, it's for anything. And migraines, by the way, often jump up at you when you're in menopause. But anyway, I would ask myself the question, so if I have this cheese today, or if I have this chocolate tomorrow, what's going to happen? Is it worth eating it when I'm going to have a migraine tomorrow, or even if my body is going to feel totally out of whack or bloated and yucky because of my choices? And it would help me make healthier choices because it just wasn't worth that pain. And
so would you say sort of the visualization of putting yourself into that space and recalling how you felt when you took that action. Did you replace it with something
else? I've learned over the years to do that. So as I've grown as a holistic health practitioner, I've learned of different things that I can make that are healthy options for the sweet things, healthy options even for the carbs, because for those of you that have experienced migraines, one of the things is with a migraine, you often want to have a carb, like maybe some toast, even French fries, Coke, because that helps you to get through it. So, you know, you've got to rethink all of what you do. Now, I'm not saying don't do that. Sometimes, maybe every 2 months, if I have a bad migraine, I will do that.
Right.
Because it helps me. So it's not that you can't ever do these things again, but really detoxing from sugar is a process for people. I had to do it pretty quickly because of my migraines being so severe, but that's not how I coach people through getting off sugar.
What would be the first steps that you would suggest that somebody does when they, besides the fact that you and I both being here in the US, when you just look at the label on something, gosh, yes, and the yogurt and the milk and yes, the everything else. I mean, I've yes, got quite, you know, into like, never mind the added sugar, and then it takes you up to sort of 70%, the fruit juices, you know.
Yes.
So how do you help somebody who's got to go, okay, we're going to do this slowly because we want it to stick. We want right, it to stay.
So it's educational. First of all, you've got to teach them what the detrimental part of eating these things is and what it's going to do to their body. So people may say, oh, yeah, I've heard how bad sugar is. Well, it's not just the fact that it causes so much obesity. The big aha moment for me was learning that sugar is way more addictive than cocaine. It uses the same part of the brain as is used if you are a cocaine addict or a, like me, a hydrocodone addict. It's very interesting because it touches on the same things. So I wouldn't even dream of going down to the corner of the worst part of town and grabbing a, I guess you buy a package of cocaine. I mean, we don't do that, but yet we're still putting that same poison into our bodies. It's even more damaging. So that was something I tried to keep in mind.
Is that education? But I'm thinking there's a withdrawal symptoms, yes, in the same kind, yes, of way when you just, absolutely, give up sugar.
Right. So that's why I say you do it slowly. You learn some of the little things. So like when we're craving it, what is it that's causing us to crave it? Maybe there's something going on emotionally. Maybe we've had a bad day at work. Maybe our stress level is way up there and our cortisol is through the roof. And you have to really, that's where journaling can come in so beautifully, mm, because we can tell ourselves that we've got a handle on it. But when you start journaling things, you realize. So I have a wellness tracker that I use. And so for whatever you think about, I write it down. This is how I feel. I ate this and this is how I felt. So I learned that although I'd eaten yogurt all my life, and then, of course, I bought into the low fat, no fat, like you were talking about. So, of course, I went back to a healthy fat Greek yogurt. But I learned that it made me bloated and it would often be a trigger for my migraines. So learning to be in tune with your body can be such freedom for us, because right, when we realize what's going on, it can help. An example of that is my mum passed away 6 years ago. So all the rest of our parents had passed away. But this one hit me so badly. And I struggled and struggled with wanting to eat. I'd brought English candy back again, which I hadn't done in a while. And I struggled with the, just with the way I was eating. And I couldn't get a handle on it. And I just didn't know what, I mean, I knew I was grieving. I felt I was grieving. But one of my health coaches said to me one day, why don't you start writing in your journal, write letters to your mom so you can get your emotions out? Because let's face it, our family and friends only want to listen for so long on how awful you feel and how much you miss them and blah, blah, blah. So I started doing that. And then I started tracking different things in my journal, and so really realized that this had a huge emotional component. And that hasn't been easy to get over, because I have to tell you, after 6 years, I still miss my mom like crazy.
Absolutely. But I think what you shared, you know, one of your things is mindset is where the road to health begins. What you're just sharing right now is that important association of what we're thinking and what we're processing. It's not just food on the side and we eat because we need to eat and we drink, and you know, it's what is that relationship and what are you going through, that awareness. I love that tip to journal and just to pause and to look what's causing you. And I suppose that also can put the pause in.
Yes.
I mean, I know that they say things like grab a glass of water if you can when you're wanting to have something and just give yourself that space.
Right.
But I love the journaling because then you're exploring inside into what feelings? What am I feeling?
Yes. And as you know, for those of us from, say, where you're from, where being a good British girl for me, we weren't allowed to show our emotions when I was growing up. So it's been a real journey and a process for me to be able to put that down on paper. But when you see it written out, it goes deeper into your soul and it goes deeper into your mental and emotional well-being so that it becomes more of a transformative thing for you than if you're just thinking in your mind, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that.
Right, yeah. And I think the thinking part, we can overwhelm ourselves. Is there anything else within this mindset that can help us on this journey for better health?
Yeah, so I love the whole imagery type thing. You had talked about imagery with the thinking about what you're eating and what it's doing to you. But I think here in this country, we take so little time for ourselves and self-care is a huge part of it. If you're struggling, say, with craving something, walk outside and just stand barefooted on the grass in your yard. It roots you and it grounds you and it takes your mind off it and helps you refocus. As you say, have a glass of water or even just walk around the block or do something, get out of where you're at, change what you're looking at so that that's all part of mindset. And then think about breathing. So our breathing is so important, even if it's just deep breaths in and deep breaths out. If you do just tiny things like that, you'll be surprised how that shift occurs and how it changes your mindset. Because everything that we do begins in our mind. It's all about our mindset. And so we need to be putting positivity into that, whether it's gratitude, whether it's transformative affirmations that we're doing every day. You know, maybe you don't love yourself. And so to comfort yourself, you're going for that bag of chips. Well, instead, start saying affirming things like, I'm a beautiful being and I love myself. And yeah, you might not believe it to begin with, but the more you say it, the more it gets into you and it changes you. So it's a process. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
I love that because I also just think stopping to celebrate, because as you said, it's not an overnight thing. So as you do make these small little steps and you leave the bag of chips or you leave something and you don't have it, is then stop to celebrate yourself and to congratulate yourself that, you know, you recognized it. And it's very much part of, I am part of the Positive Intelligence Program, and it's very much trying to conquer the negative saboteur thought patterns that we have and giving yourself a break and shifting into looking at it. Yes. And so we have something called PQ reps. And when you talk about stepping outside, I love walking barefoot. I think that's something from my South African background. We just, even right now, I don't have shoes on. I just love, but just as you say, stopping and feeling your toes and feeling them on the ground and just coming into yourself and focusing and then going, okay, do I need to go and eat this, you know, and tying that all together. So this has been absolutely wonderful, Lynn. I just think there's a lot of steps that people can start off with and they can, you know, just explore this awareness. But if they wanted to work with you, find out what you're doing, where do they find you? What are you offering at the moment? I'd love for our listeners to know how to find you.
Yeah, so the best place to find me is on my website, which is holistic-healthandwellness.com. And I am currently starting the 1st of October, a mini course that I've got. I've slashed the price down to $97. It's a 4-week mini course. They would need to find me on Facebook, lynn.wadsworth, and just send me a DM to get in on that. And it's 4 weeks of learning how to eat and learning how to change your mindset and learning how to stop these sugar cravings. So it really goes along with the things that we've talked about today.
Wonderful. I'll make sure that all of those links are in the show notes. And as far as social, best place to find you?
The best place really is Facebook. As I said, Facebook, my profile is lynn.wadsworth.
Wonderful. Well, to our listeners, I hope that you have been inspired to at least consider that there are tools that you can use that can help you as you find your mojo. I love that you said that. I found that off your website, so that was wonderful. So thank you, everybody, for listening to our conversation. If it has sparked some inspiration for you, I invite you to share this episode with others. I'm sure there's somebody you can think of in your life that would go, this is what I need. And I encourage you to step into this week, finding your own way of connecting, inspiring, and creating that brings a sense of joy into your world. In my role as a coach, I specialize in assisting women solopreneurs in midlife to conquer procrastination, attain balance in their business endeavors, and nurture a positive mindset. By blending personalized SAGE accountability and mindset coaching with the powerful Positive Intelligence Program, you'll gain the confidence to harness tools that elevate your overall happiness. Feel free to reach out if you would like to find out any more. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me, and have a wonderful rest of your day in sunny Florida.
Yes, thank you.
Take care.